Hello, my wild ones, and welcome back to the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog style podcast where we search to find beauty in the wild extremities of our souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. My name is Brittany Scott, and I am your host, and I am just so happy to have you guys back. Thanks for coming. I post daily, so come back again tomorrow. Or not, come back again tomorrow. And don't forget to check out my blog, wildextremities.com, and subscribe if you like me and want to see more of this kind of stuff, as well as my poetry. You can also follow me on all of my social media platforms at Wild Extremities. Made it real simple. I'm most active on Instagram, by the way, so definitely find me there. Slide in my DMs. I promise I don't bite. And we can be friends, honestly. Also, you can find this podcast pretty much anywhere except for Spotify, because Spotify is bougie and we have to level up before we get there. So let's get started. Hey guys, so tonight's episode is on I'm good, love, enjoy. Hey, yeah, y'all. So I don't know. I think that it's just super important to reach a place in your life where you know that you are good no matter what. Like, you know, like when you think, like when you think about, you know, a job, a friend, a like relationship, you know, a class, a whatever, realize that honestly, fam, you're gonna make it. Like, you're gonna make it no matter who try to step in your way, come what may, you're going to be okay. And when you have that mentality in your head, you just don't, like, you live a better life. Because I guess I think about, you know, like when you have these friends and you're like, man, I'm so worried if I lose this friend, because if I lose this friend, they're like my one of two friends out here where I talk to them every day. And if I lose them, I'm going to be so distressed. And you know what, fam? You will be okay without them. Some days you just got to be like, I'm good, love, enjoy, because you're going to be fine. You will be okay. And, you know, that's not always going to be the most easy thing or the most favorable thing, but you're going to get over it. And so, like, that comes, I guess, kind of like from both sides, because, like, nobody is the end all be all. So it's like, just like how, like, that person across from you is not the end all be all, that friend who's your like biggest homie and whatever, and that you feel like you'll be lonely without them, but then they just are not living the kind of life that you envision for yourself, when like they're really messy, or they're, I don't know, they'd be lying and hurting you and doing all types of stuff. Like, let them go. You got to be like, I'm good, love, enjoy. And like, in terms of like that person is not the end all be all, because you will find more friends. You will, you know, like, things will work out. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a class and this teacher is really acting wild, like, sometimes you gotta be like, you have to stand up for yourself and be like, hey, what I like will not tolerate is X, Y, and Z. Because I'm a queen, I'm a king, and I will be okay. I'm good, love, enjoy. Like, that's it. And because no one class, no one teacher is the end all be all. And if you ever put somebody on a pedestal and make them feel as if they're the end all be all, or put yourself on a pedestal and make yourself feel like you're the end all be all of that is wrong, because it's just false. It is, you know, fibulary, like, as in like being fibbish. It's just very fibulary. I don't like that, you know. Okay. But yeah, man, Yeah, I'm out here making up like words or using words that just don't go in that. But you know what I'm saying. They're very fibbish. It's just not true, man. And so, like, I don't know. I guess as we grow and develop, it's important to get to that place of your life. And currently, I am working on that and growing in that. And I've been in that place. And I'm heading back into that place of, like, I'm good, love. Enjoy. Like, you know, I understand that you are great. But I will also be okay without you. I understand that this class, like, I'm starting my third year of med school. And in your third year, you're apparently, like, it's, like, you kind of have to, like, suck up to people in order for, because, like, well, not suck up to people, like, people's opinion of you really affects where you go to residency, what kind of options you have, your grades, all of that. And so, you know, people be going through the ringer. And they let it happen because these people are affecting their grades. But as for me and myself, I've already decided in my heart, in my mind, in my whatever, that I just will not tolerate disrespect. I don't mind criticism. I don't mind criticism, but disrespect is something that I do not, that I will not do, that isn't going to work for me. And like, I know for myself, it's just like, if you are treating me poorly, I'm going to tell you, hello, sir, ma'am. I appreciate that you're trying to teach me. But for me personally, like, that is not the way that I learn. And I would really appreciate, like, I personally feel like, you know, I feel disrespected by this. And I don't know if that's your intention or if that's not your intention. But I don't learn well with that. And I know that this is supposed to be a learning experience. And I want this all to be, like, very positive. And, you know, I don't know. That's just my mindset. Because it's just like, if you do not write me the most, you know, beautiful letter of recommendation, I will be okay. That's just it. That's not to say that you don't work hard and that you don't, like, if I'm in class, it's not to say, like, I'm not gonna work hard and do what I'm supposed to do. But that doesn't mean having to tolerate, things less than, like, your worth. Like, if you are worthy of X, Y, and Z, don't take anything less than that. I'm sorry. My body's really trying to give out on me. But we're not having it. We're not having it. It's just important to have your non-negotiables, the things that you will not budge on, and just stick to it. And if somebody is trying to have you in an area of non-negotiables, you have to sometimes be like, I'm good, love. Enjoy. I guess that's all I'm talking about. Oh, also the idea of, like, putting people, like, nobody being the end all be all. Also, in all of that, remember that you're also not the end all be all. Like, remember that somebody can be like, I'm good, love, enjoy on you. And that doesn't make them bad. That just makes them trying to, like they are fulfilling their own personal need. And never get to the place, like, I hear people talk about, like, oh, would you prefer me to be honest? Should I be honest with you? Because, yeah, like, should I be honest with you based on, like, X, Y, and Z? If this were to happen, how would you feel? Or, you know, feeling like, just ever getting into the place of, like, should, like, thinking that you are the end all be all for somebody else. And so it's like, if you're honest with me and let's say we end up ending our friendship, I'm gonna be like, I'm good, love, enjoy. Because your whole, like, premise for that was putting yourself on a pedestal, thinking that you are the end all be all of my life, and therefore I will be distressed, I will be a wreck, I will be unable to live without you, when realistically I could live without almost anybody. Just, you know, that it is what it is. I have people that I love ridiculously, and it'd be hard to live without them, but eventually I'll be just fine. And I will keep moving and I'll keep kicking, just like how I have been kicking and moving. Yeah. So I guess that's all I had to talk about tonight. It's just that idea of being willing to leave if something isn't up to your standards, and not being afraid that, you know, your life will end after this thing, after you leave a certain situation, because you'll be good, you'll be okay. Practice that in the mirror. I'm good, love, enjoy. Practice it in the mirror, y'all. Say it when you can. Excuse me. Check out my social media at Wild Extremities everywhere. I'm most active. Sorry, y'all. I'm most active on Instagram. So find me there. Slide in my DMs. Be my friend. All of that good stuff. Don't forget to also check out my blog, wildextremities.com. There's tips, tricks, more in-depth, like, the things that I've struggled with, the things that I currently struggle with, the tips and how I overcame it or how I'm working to overcome it, all of that stuff would be on the blog, as well as my poetry and other, like, kind of random tidbits. And don't forget to check out this podcast. I podcast daily. It's always a vibe. Yeah, I podcast daily. It's always a vibe. What else? You can find this podcast anywhere that you can find podcasts. It's the Wild Extremities podcast. I'd love for you to join us again tomorrow. And last but not least, please don't forget to find beauty in the wild extremities of your souls, where sun rarely shines yet beauty blossoms full. Love you guys. Mwah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.